Hare Krishna. Okay, we are reading some verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita. 1739. Okay, 42 is Nitya. Okay. This is from the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his youth. It's the 17th chapter of the Adilila. Who's read Chaitanya Charitamrita? Okay, well, not many ladies. Hare Krishna. The pastime relates to this Chapal Gopal, who was a Brahmin, a tantric Brahmin, as were most people in Navadvipa at that time. And there's a certain dynamic taking place with Lord Chaitanya's introducing the Sankirtan movement. And that was that Lord Chaitanya was replacing all of the rituals, ceremonies, sacrifices that the city Brahmins were performing on behalf of many people with just chanting Hare Krishna. In other words, from, I don't know, Garbhadan ceremony to birth ceremony and marriage, weddings, and so many other practices that are going on, what to speak of then, doing a horoscope and then having corresponding gemology rings. In other words, all of these people were getting put out of business because Lord Chaitanya said, you don't need gems, you don't need horoscopes, you don't need yagyas, you don't need this ceremony or that ceremony. These mantras don't work anyway. You don't have to worship any demigods. All you have to do is just chant Hare Krishna and worship Krishna. And so it had an economic impact on Navadvip, because Navadvip was also a seat of learning and a seat of Brahminical culture. So all of a sudden all the Brahmins are out of business. And of course they lived by their trade, so it became overall a catastrophe. And Chapal Gopal, he was sort of one of the leading tantrics, whereas Advaitacharya was actually the head of the Vaishnavas. And in one sense he was also head of the Brahmin community, from Shantipur to Navadvip. Shantipur is always traditionally atheists, communists, and Vaishnav blasphemers. According to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that was their forte, you could say, if you can say that thing is a forte. And it seems like it's the same up until the present time, somehow or another. So much so that stated that even the followers of Advaitacharya, the descendants of Advaitacharya in Shantipur, that they got affected by that type of practices, which is sort of unfortunate. So Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan, nocturnal Sankirtan, was taking place at the house of Shivas Thakur, which devotees should know where it is. It's just right near Yoga Pit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace. So they were within walking distances, within a stone's throw of Lord Chaitanya's home. And he would come there, and Advaitacharya had his home there, as well as Gadadhar Pandit. Although Gadadhar Pandit was a boy, so it was Gadadhar Pandit's parents who had their home there. Yeah. Okay, and we'll start starting with 39, and we've got 42 on the board. So one day, in order to actually defame both the Kirtaniyas and especially Shivas Thakur, who was housing all of this and facilitating these kirtans in his home, then this Chapal Gopal went up to mischief. And he thought, well, I'll show that actually they're also tantrics externally, but they're just doing this kirtan as some kind of distraction and sentimental activity. So it says, Kalara Pata Uparetulia Odafula Haridra Shindura Ara Rakta Chanda Tandula. On the upper portion of a plantain leaf, he placed such paraphernalia for worship as Odafula, turmeric, vermilion, red sandalwood, and rice. Madhyabanda Pashi Dari Nijoghari Ghila Prata Kali Srivas Taha Tadikila. He placed a pot of wine besides all this, and in the morning when Srivas Thakur opened his door, he saw this paraphernalia. Wine in Vedic culture is so contaminating that if you just touch it, you lose your caste. So what to speak of drinking it? So it was very much a, although alcohol consumption nowadays in India is a public phenomenon that takes place. I remember when we first went, there was like no such thing as a wine shop or a liquor store. Now more or less they sort of look like jails, because I guess the people get so drunk that if they run out of money, then they go and they rob the wine stores. And unfortunately, even in places like Radhakund and Vrindavan, you can get alcohol, whiskey, and so many things. Yes, so he placed a pot of wine. Then, 41, Bada Bada Loka Sabha Anila Bhuli Laira Shabari Kahi Srivas Hashiya Hashiya. Srivas Thakur called for all the respectable gentlemen of the neighborhood and smilingly addressed them as follows. So rather than hide the whole issue, Srivas Thakur then invited everyone around to say, and he says, translation, gentlemen, every night I worship the goddess Bhavani. Since the paraphernalia for the worship is present here, now all you respectable Brahmins and members of the higher castes can understand my position. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. According to the Vedic system, there are four castes, the Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras, and below them are the Panchamas, who are lower than the Shudras. The higher castes, the Brahmins, the Kshatriyas, and even the Vaishyas, were known as Brahmana Sajjana. The Brahmanas especially were known as Sajjana, or respectable gentlemen who guided the entire society. If there were disputes in the village, people would approach these respectable Brahmins to settle them. Now, it is very difficult to find such Brahmins and Sajjanas, and thus every village and town is so disrupted that there is no peace and happiness anywhere. To revive a fully cultured civilization, the scientific division of society into Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudras must be introduced in the world. Unless some people are trained as Brahmins, there cannot be peace in human society. Om Gyanatim Randasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivashari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. So then he called all the local respectable people, Brahmanas, and rather than just him dealing with the issue, he put it before them that, well, this is what I'm doing. In other words, he's going along with the setup that this Gopal Chapal did. And then I'll just read the following verse. It says, then all the assembled gentlemen exclaimed, what is this? What is this? Who has performed such mischievous activities? Who is that sinful man? And they called for a sweeper who threw all the items of worship far away and cleansed the place by mopping it with a mixture of water and cow dung. After 3 days, leprosy attacked Gopal Chapal, and blood oozed from sores all over his body. Anyway, you can continue that later. So immediately everyone in who was called, every one of these respectable gentlemen, they recognized that, no, this is just a farce. And they had someone come and dispose of all of these things, throw it far away. Interestingly enough, here Srila Prabhupada is again talking about the importance of reviving Vedic culture or Varnashram culture. This word Sajjana, we can just see Brahmana, Sajjana, respectable people. The word sajjana comes from the word satjana, so that they're sat. Nasato vidyate bhavo, nabhavo vidyate satah. So sat means truth, or those who are educated in spiritual values. And although Srila Prabhupada here is talking about the entire Varnashram system, but it's based on this principle of education, that unless one is actually really educated in the principles of Krishna consciousness, the culture that underlies Krishna consciousness, then there's no real anchor to society. So Prabhupada here talks about how the villages and towns would have these people who automatically know what is Dharma. Well, Dharma is not an easy thing to actually pin down. What is right, what is wrong in different circumstances? You may know Bhagavad Gita, but to actually apply Bhagavad Gita according to time, place, and circumstance, that requires more than memorization, it requires wisdom. And wisdom is a acquired a quality that will come by being unwise to start with and making mistakes, experience, and especially by associating with wise people and hearing from wise people. But particularly Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, they were in this category of Sajjana, because Brahmachari Gurukule Vasadanto Gururitan, they all had to go compulsory. They all had to go to school, Gurukula school, in order to actually learn what was truth and to learn how to apply it and to associate with Gurukula, to associate with a guru who would then actually give them education and training and who would be the example of this type of wisdom. And of course, as you know, it wasn't a brief affair. It was 20 years. 20 years of education, primarily in sat, primarily in the principles of wisdom, in the principles of being a good person. In terms of a trade, those were really, in one sense, secondary issues. So take, for example, that Yudhisthira Maharaj. Of course, Yudhisthira Maharaj is a special example in one sense. But Yudhisthira Maharaj, as well as all the Pandavas and the Kauravas, they all went to the Gurukul of Dronacharya, which first of all means that they lived outside of the comforts of the palace, so they also lived outside of the city. And they were also trained. They're trained in martial arts on one side, but also in how to rule, and how to be able to face all the different challenges that come up in administration, in directing people. In Kali Yuga, things are really chaotic. In a previous age, things were already very passionate. So in this age, more or less everything's ignorance, and everything's guided by ignorance, which means that people really don't know what to do. Pravritischa nivdishtischa. They don't know what's the right thing, don't know what the right wrong thing is. And not only is that the sort of curse of the general class of people, but even in even amongst Vaishnav circles, there's this very little book called Krishna Bhajanamrita. I don't know, there's Krishna Bhajanamrita and Krishna Bhavanamrita by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Anyway, there's Krishna Bhajanamrita by Narahari Sarkar. And it starts off that the influence of Kali Yuga is so strong that even Mahabhagavatas are sometimes bewildered as to what is the right thing to do and what is the wrong thing to do. Not necessarily in terms of whether you should chant Hare Krishna or not, but in terms of how to actually deal with circumstances that arise in Kali Yuga, become so confusing, so difficult, that things are no longer black and white. We live in a world of grayness, different shades of gray. I won't give a number to that because it means something else. But it's people, it's just, and Krishna also says that in there's every activity is covered by some type of fault. To be just perfectly right becomes extremely difficult. And therefore, but still, one needs to be trained in what are the real principles of whatever general life, which means what is it that applies to everyone, and then what it applies to people of different occupations. Brahmins have some unique principles that apply to them, Kshatriyas unique principles that apply to them, Vaishyas and so on. And you can see why, as Srila Prabhupada says, that now everything is disrupted and there's no peace and happiness, because we live in a democratic society which has certain benefits. Here we are. We're allowed to actually practice Krishna consciousness on par with sort of any other religion. But it also means that there's no longer any distinction between different people, and we try to make laws equally relevant to everybody. And yet at the same time, people have different natures and people are different. And that's not the way society works. Even, for instance, in our present society, we recognize that children under a certain age, laws apply differently to children, minors, as they do to adults. You know, even there was this case some years back, horrific case, where two minors actually mutilated and killed this little, practically speaking, a baby. Well, if they were adults, they would have been treated in a completely different way. Because they were minors, then the law applies differently. But it's not just age that makes distinction between people's psychology and the type of responsibilities that they have, but it's also the evolution of people's consciousness, and people are not all the same. And it's obviously there in terms of how things function in the world today, that everyone is not a multi-billionaire,